You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuning into the Frames Per Second Podcast. With everything going on today, these days with the pandemic, we felt like we should have a conversation on like the streaming wars, the streaming era that we're in, because this is probably the whole reason why this was brought up. As far as like being able to be at home and watch content and whenever you want, whatever you choose to, like this is the time and age where we're in that it's best utilized. So we felt like we should just have a conversation about it, and we got a special guest joining us, family of Dead End Hip Hop, FIFO 24/7. How you doing, sir?
What it do? I'm good, man.
Appreciate you coming through.
Of course.
First question that I have for y'all is that have any of y'all cut the cord completely as far as like cable and all that stuff? Mm-hmm.
Yep, except for internet.
How many of you, as far as just Mike, B, and FIFO?
I've been cut.
Ken?
Yeah. Okay. Yo, yeah.
When did y'all do that? It's been a minute?
Like, it's been like a couple years now.
Yeah, 5 years now.
Yeah. I'm still connected.
All around the same time for me.
There's just no point, I feel like. Everything I watch on Netflix or Hulu. So it's just like, why do I have cable if I never use it?
Yep.
Plus, like, I got sick of paying that high-ass bill.
Yep.
Exactly.
Or if you need some of the premium channels, just pay for the premium channel.
You can do like that now, HBO. But back in the day, you couldn't. But
Yeah. Back in the day, they weren't a la carte like that. They're more a la carte now with Showtime, HBO, Stars. You can just get those separately.
Between me and my sister, we got all each other's logins.
Boy, I'm sharing about 19 of them right now.
But Mike, the Fire Stick was the first way that I cut the plug.
Me too.
Because I got that joint and I jailbroke it. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I was like, okay, fuck cable.
Yeah,
I'm good. I just need this little stick right here.
All you need is internet, baby.
Bro, you still got cable, right?
So that's what I was going to say. I was waiting to let y'all go. I just recently cut cable off.
Oh,
what?
Okay. Congratulations, bro.
It's a retired jersey for you.
I don't know why you're clapping for him. Clap for Nate. It was her decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Right. Shit, I've been like whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Because she watches the most TV out of both of us. I want to say we did this year. We just finally did. And so I think what made us finally do it is that we went and got smart TVs. And smart TVs like changed my life.
They got everything built in, bro.
They got everything built in,
Oh, shit. Why do you need cable when you got a smart TV?
Don't need
it. So because at first we was using a Roku.
Don't even need that.
Yeah, I don't even need that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's like, okay, well, I have a Roku TV now. So it's like,
I was about to buy a Roku too.
I love it.
So it's not worth
that's
it.
That's all I buy.
Get the TV, bro.
So, yeah, just get the TV.
But go ahead.
That's why I was glad we was having this conversation. So because I have a Roku TV, HBO Max is not available on Roku television.
Bro, it's not on fucking Fire Stick either. I'm so hot about this shit.
It's on my TV. It's probably not a Roku TV then.
It's not available on Roku or Amazon.
They are
yet.
Fucking assholes. Yeah. And the thing about it is, people have been going off on them, and they're responding. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, we're trying to work on a deal.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that before you fucking launched it? Or at least let me still have my HBO Go for a minute. Fucking dicks.
When he said the streaming thing, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to vent. Because, man, this has been so cool.
I didn't know that. What happened was I had HBO as itself and it didn't change. But on my phone, I have HBO. It changed to HBO Max, like the app. So, like, it's somehow, like, I guess I'm grandfathered in. Yeah. From that transition, because I can still go to my HBO and my Roku.
Nah, that shit did not grandfather me in. Like it told us on this, because I'm watching, like I said, I'm watching I May Destroy You right now, and that's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So they was letting you know, like, yo, in 5-10 days, this won't be available anymore. Like,
wow.
It was literally letting us
download
know.
HBO now.
Yeah, because we had that.
So it doesn't help.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Nope.
That's how I got
it. Is HBO Max?
Nah. It doesn't?
No.
Yeah. It doesn't
I'm
exist.
HBO Now does not play HBO Max content. Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought you mean like you can't use it. No, the way I use my
HBO. They're apologizing right now. It's like Mike said, they're literally saying like, look, we're trying to work out a deal and all this dumb shit.
But the way I do my HBO Max is I just pull up on my phone and then just airplay it to my
I can't even do that.
You can't?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I can play it on the
phone. What type of, you got a Vizio TV?
I think that part is the TV. It's the, that's what I was telling Mike. Don't get a Roku TV.
Yeah, mine's a Vizio.
HBO until they work out whatever the fuck. But yeah, I can't even stream it. Like, my daughter just bought a Samsung smart TV and we could connect to that. From the app,
right?
But we can't connect to our it's a TCL.
So really?
You can't?
Yeah.
Even from like if you start playing it on the phone, you know, the little it won't.
Mine does that. I have a Vizio. Mine does that.
They won't even give you the option to go to the TV.
Wow.
It's funny. I don't know why.
It's funny you mentioned HBO because I had a question that said, will HBO Max ruin HBO?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
If they don't fix this shit soon, yes.
They'll fix it.
Because if you go on Twitter and just do a search, there's mad people that are like, I'm canceling my service. This is stupid.
I'm telling you, you can't. Dog. Because a lot of people own those TVs that I have. They're top sellers. So, yeah. None of what.
Well, you see how he be trying to do them humble brags. I be calling them out when I'm on. Y'all don't be doing it when I listen to y'all. I be calling them out like this nigga be humble bragging like a motherfucker.
Bro.
Said if you were a real nigga, you had this shit right here, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all little piddly ass video.
Y'all messing up with me.
He ain't humble bragging when he said TCL.
He's not
bragging. Trust me.
Not bragging. It's like it's a popular TV, but it's a cheap TV. That's why it's popular.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's a Roku TV, and so yeah. Yeah, it won't work on it, man. And
I don't understand what they were thinking. I really don't.
They trying to compete with Netflix.
No, that's not what I mean. So what I mean is I don't understand what they were thinking when they know releasing. That so many of the popular devices will not play it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just wait?
Right.
But that also could be the same, like for what I just said, they're trying to compete with Netflix. Like, because HBO, is it Warner and some other conglomerate, they have a lot of content, library content. And they're just trying to get it out early now because this is the best time where everybody's watching TV. Like, no matter if those, just like how Ken's philosophy, like, just put it out, we'll figure it out the rest in the back end. That's what I feel like they're doing. Like,
but see,
just,
this isn't the back end though, because the issue is there are thousands of people that can't access anything anymore. Like, they're basically, they're not really competing with Netflix right now because nobody can watch any of the HBO stuff.
So let me ask you two this, Mike and Rod. So before they switched to HBO Max, you can get HBO Now on it.
Yeah. I was using HBO Go, then I was using HBO Now, so I could use either one of them.
But they were accessible on the TV. Yeah. It's only when they switched over to HBO Max.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a pop-up that said, like Ross said, like it's going to be gone
on
the 31st. So I was like, I don't care, that's fine. I'll just download the new app. No big deal. Nope. So, there is no new app.
So to your question, I'm with you. If it could work, if those other two worked on the TVs, in my mind, I would think the HBO Max should have been able to work because it should have been like the same deal.
So because HBO Max was different for HBO because they're providing additional content on that platform, right? Even though HBO Go,
well, we're talking about Roku TVs.
I'm gonna get there. So the way that they do these deals, they have to obviously go to Apple and be like, hey, we want to be able to stream our content on your platform. They make a deal, whatever they come up with numbers wise, they clear all of that. It sounds like they cleared like the minimum amount to go to market, but there were some deals that just weren't made yet.
So HBO Now, HBO Go were clear based on a previous deal that they
based on a previous deal. That's the reason why HBO Max was this big like deal, because like when I saw it, I was just like, okay, well, what the hell is really changing? Because for me, it wasn't much. I was already paying for it. Like the content wise, it wasn't much. It's a little bit more exclusivity now with the type of stuff that they're doing. But outside of that, it was a big deal for all of these content streamers because now they were looking to garner more subscriptions, and it just seems like they got the minimum amount that they needed to go to market, but there were stragglers like Roku and stuff like that they just didn't close deals on.
It's still not making sense to me, but I don't want to spend too much time on it because I know, Nick, you got other stuff to get to.
Well, I mean,
I'm confused.
I'm confused too.
That makes absolutely no
sense.
Because
these are not like, and when you say stragglers, I know you don't mean it that way, but when I think like these aren't like low budget, nothing devices. Like
No.
These are, I know that's not what you meant, but I'm saying like, when you have Amazon Fire Stick, which a lot of people have, Roku, which a lot of people have, I don't understand why you would look at two of the most popular devices and say, eh.
But it might be on their end anyway. Too, though. Like remember, negotiations go both ways.
No, I get it.
So it might have been something on Roku's end that says, well, we don't like this, that, and the third. You got to change that.
Right.
And HBO might have been like, nah.
But that's what I'm saying. HBO should have been like, okay.
No, I feel
whatever
you.
It is,
I feel you.
Okay.
But yeah, because they're big enough that they should be on every streaming platform. Yes.
And
because
it's a bad look right now.
Exactly. It is a bad look for them from a business perspective because now you're missing out on those hundreds of thousands, if not millions, subscriptions.
But you know what else, Ralph? They didn't even give you a warning that it was not going to play on Amazon Fire Stick or Roku. They didn't even tell you that. It just said, on this date, this will stop working. So go to HBO Max.
Yeah.
Then it said that you can actually play it on their website.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if anybody here besides me has a Fire Stick.
I do. But, I have a Fire Stick.
So you know yeah. the internet app on Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well I'll just go to the website on the internet app. Mm-hmm. It fucking blocks it. Mm-hmm. You can't even do that.
You can't go to it.
It shows a white screen. But if I go to it on my computer, it pulls up.
Go to it.
Damn, that scared the shit out of me. It pulls up fine.
Yeah.
But if you try to access it through anything on Amazon Fire Stick, it blocks
Same
it.
Thing That's with Roku. Crazy.
It's
Same thing with
wild.
Roku. Like I said, I could play it on my phone. And you know how it gives you the option to go to on a smart TV?
Yeah, to cast to your TV.
That shit
yeah.
does not pop up.
Another app I wanted to talk about, and I've seen this a lot on Reddit as well, as far as our chats, Disney Plus. Disney Plus was marketed, we're speaking about HBO Max, but Disney Plus was also marketed as this huge dominant thing that was coming down the pipeline because of all the IPs that it owned. Mm-hmm. Can it ever be as dominant as it was originally expected, especially now that we're almost a year into its launch?
Well, let me ask you this. Is not dominant now?
No.
It's not?
No, Netflix is killing it.
I mean, but it's one of the major players, right?
Disney
since it came
Plus?
Out.
I would put Disney Plus.
I kind of doubt it.
Well, I'll tell you this, when I bought my TV, like the Disney Plus button comes on the remote.
Because it feels like they got a lot.
That's fine. I got Netflix. Sling on mine. That don't mean
I think it's more
shit.
So the brand, though, than anything.
Well, I'm just saying, like it has Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus.
Yeah. Disney Plus probably gave them. You said you had a ghetto ass, cheap ass TV, right?
So.
Yeah, they went from humble brand to ghetto. Golly.
You want to be humble, right? You said I'm a bargain hunter, nigga. What's up? The way around what he said, that is not a humble brag. Trust me. That's how you said it
like
that.
I know.
Like,
he put the extra hand on. He said
he got
trust me. Trust me.
All in that TV look like got hair puppets in that motherfucker. He got Mr. Roger neighborhood in that motherfucker.
Got to have a remote. You gotta go up there and fucking turn the switch.
He's like, where the hanger at? Get that hanger real quick. I'm trying to watch something.
Y'all crazy, man.
I'm hair puppet.
I ain't coming on this damn show no more.
I was surprised they fuck at that remote though. It's not interesting. It don't have numbers on it.
Well, Disney has money, but I don't think that their app is dominating because I do think if COVID wasn't fucking things up, I do think they'd have a much better shot because I think some of the other shows that they were going to be doing would be coming out a little bit earlier. But right now, Disney was really banking on Star Wars.
Well, let me ask y'all.
And there's no Star Wars content.
Star Wars and Marvel.
I thought Ken's point was going to be the youth. It's the youth making it popular. Because, like, of the Disney shows and stuff.
Well,
like, I know we don't like it because there's no grown folks shit on there, really.
Do they have any original new content?
Well, I guess my thing, when I hear dominating, I'm trying to just determine, are we talking about actual number of subscribers? Because I think they have a lot of subscribers from what I heard. Bro, why don't you just put it on?
I know, right?
Just leave it down there. Just leave it there.
Now, if we're talking about like content and stuff, like new shows, I know they're being impacted by that, but I don't think that's necessarily hurt the number of people that are signing up for the service.
And then you also got to look at how they're marketing their service to attract new subscribers. Through my job, right? Like it's a big entity, and people, if you sign up for service through my job, you get Disney Plus for free. So they're getting a lot of subscriptions in that way.
That's how I got it.
That's how Rod got it. And with that being said, they are dominant and COVID is fucking them up. Because I think, like, when I look at the streaming thing, to me, it's all about exclusivity. And that's what really drives the reason why certain people select certain ones. Mm-hmm. And I think the type of content that Disney Plus has and is going to have, obviously the things that they got in the pipeline that got pushed back, once they start dropping that shit, the only true competitor, in my estimation, is going to be Netflix. I don't think they're not going to have another competitor.
But we're so far removed.
HBO is going to still be a competitor.
Exactly.
Because I give you that. Netflix and HBO, but outside of that.
Hulu. I would even say Hulu.
I would too, because you got to think about it. Like, really the only thing that Disney has going for them is the Marvel shows and the Star Wars shows. Star Wars shows, besides Mandalorian coming back, I think in
October.
I think it's October.
But are we counting ESPN with Disney Plus?
Yeah, because Disney owns it.
You have to count Hulu then, because isn't it one big package?
But as a bundle deal, yeah. But as individual streaming service, I wouldn't consider all that content. Like, you could put one on the other.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know that we can. I mean, even if they own them, I don't know that you can put ESPN and say, okay, well, ESPN with Disney Plus.
Well, okay, so I guess my point is this, is like when I look at all of these streaming services, mm-hmm. they all provide something a little different.
Right.
YouTube TV, Sling TV, and Hulu, I put in the same group because they're primarily, they take care of your TV, your regular TV mm-hmm. needs, right? Like, they're the direct replacement for cable.
Sure.
Exclusive content, that's where your Netflix, your HBOs, right, and your Disney Plus to a degree come into play, because those are the only places you're going to be able to get those shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not even considering Hulu, because they're more of a TV thing. They don't really have.
Yeah, they do.
Huh?
Handmaid's Tale. What else was there? They don't have a lot, but they do have exclusive content.
No. And I feel you. And I'm not saying that they have zero. I'm just saying they're not a player like Netflix, HBO, and Disney Plus.
I think I would disagree with you, Ralph, because I think Hulu has just as much original content as Disney Plus does.
I put it to you like this. I don't think Hulu has as much as Amazon does. I think
that's
Amazon.
Fine.
Okay.
But Disney Plus doesn't have as anywhere near as much as Amazon.
I agree. And that's why I said, like, right now, they COVID fucked them up the most.
Yeah.
Out of everybody.
What do they have right now? What does Disney Plus have right now besides Mandalorian and Clone Wars?
Black is King.
Hamilton.
Okay, in Hamilton. All right.
But those are not, I mean, outside of Black is King, and even then, Black is King is not even original as far as like the.
It's a deal. They own the rights.
You know what I'm saying? As far as based off of a movie that came out.
I understand. That.
No, you can't see it nowhere else.
Yep.
So that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exclusivity.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to.
Disney's not going to lose.
No, hell no.
But I'm just saying, we're so far removed from Endgame. Like, how many people are really. Checking for these Marvel shows like that. Like,
think
when they
about
come
it,
out.
Like, they haven't dropped anything.
Anything, yeah, since Mandalorian.
Nothing.
I know.
So we can say that they're not going to lose, but unless they can get caught up very quickly, people are going to stop giving
And they got to come out the gate fire.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
Because me too, I'm almost there. I'm finna
cancel this.
Even though I'm on my free shit.
Here's the thing, y'all. Y'all know, as soon as they drop, some shit, y'all gonna be
right back on it.
And
yeah.
But that's the whole point.
I'm gonna be
on
my fire
stick.
With
Netflix. I just leave Netflix going because Netflix is always gonna
have
shit.
Yeah, for sure.
HBO is always gonna have shit. Disney Plus?
Yeah. I think they're ramping it up. I still got a little hope that they're ramping it up.
This Marvel, they gotta ramp up this Marvel, I think.
They should have had two in the chamber before they even released.
Yeah, I don't understand why they did all.
Because, like, especially the Falcon, at least Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Because that tied directly.
You picked the worst one.
I'm just saying, that was the first one that was slated to come out.
The wackest one.
That was the first one that was coming out.
Man, listen, man, I've been spending this time looking for numbers. They got 60 million subscribers.
That's fine, but most of them is Verizon 1 year subscribers. That's how I got Disney Plus because of my sister.
One of them, baby.
How many you think are going to...
They're going to drop as soon as that's...
They're not losing 50%.
50?
I said they're not losing.
Okay.
They're not losing.
Like, Netflix is the largest with 183. And Disney Plus is like
What's
right
Hulu?
Behind it
with
60.
Hulu?
Hulu.
Disney has so much tenure, man.
And Hulu is 35 million. Like, they're... Apple TV is 47 million.
But we're also in an age where Disney Plus is still like the hot popular thing.
Right.
But at some point, that's going to run out. That's all I'm saying. If they don't start ramping up this original content, which they can't do right now,
mm-hmm.
they have nothing. The only thing...
Okay, I'm sorry.
But no, you're good.
But here's the thing. But when you, just when you don't think they have nothing, they do the Hamilton. They do the Blackest King.
Hamilton ain't bringing me back.
I'm not saying, but it's not you. But they, it is bringing a certain amount of people. Like, people are going to see Hamilton. People wanted to go see
Hamilton. And they're canceling right after they watch it.
You but know, those are appetizers. That's not like what the main course right, of why I came
saying,
here.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. They're not going to lose, man. Like, they can do these big deals. They can.
They
like,
can, but so can Netflix. So what I'm saying is they can't. Though?
They got 16 billion.
I don't know why they didn't, but they definitely can compete with Disney Plus.
I just don't understand. How did they let Blackest King and Hamilton slip through their fingers?
Well, they already got Homecoming. Netflix,
they
dude.
They did get Homecoming, but.
But that was before, that was before Disney Plus was Disney here.
I don't know, y'all. I mean, I think if you go on Twitter and you look around at people when they were talking about Blackest King, a lot of them were fucking pissed because they didn't have Disney Plus and they had to go get Disney Plus to see this shit. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you those people are not going to stick with Disney Plus. They're going to cancel it. And then when something else pops up, they'll jump back over there and pop on and watch it. And then they'll bounce again, which is what I'm going to start doing. I'm canceling until fucking Mandalorian shows up. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to binge that motherfucker and then be done with Netflix. Or
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus again. Jesus.
That was my next question. It was like, is it too many streaming services out now?
Yes. Well, hold on. Because I know we got to jump to the next question. But I think the other thing is that, like, I don't fuck with Disney Plus or watch it like that, but I know the people in my household do.
Yeah, especially kids.
Right. Yeah. So because of that and the number of families in America, that's why they may not compete in terms of new shows that bring in new people, but I think in terms of their IP that they already have, that shit is so strong, man, is, they'll man. They'll You're stay
right.
on top.
You're it right. is, man. Like, yeah. That's why I said the tenure. They have too much tenure in the game. Like, that's why it works. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though they're not dropping this Marvel shit that we like, the Mandalorians and all that. Even though they're not dropping that right now, they're still living.
But as soon as they do.
As soon as they do, now that's just going to be more people.
But it gotta match the hype and anticipation.
Like, I don't now, think so.
It has to. Because there's a certain quality with MCU shit. You can't just now drop the ball, especially this after your true. Biggest. This is the biggest
that's
part
what
of
you're
their.
Talking about.
This is the biggest part of their second check. Because now. Robert Downey Jr. gone, Chris Evans, like they're going in a whole new phase.
I'm about to say the same thing.
Yeah, he's not gone.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
Well, for right now, he ain't going to be on none of these shows because the show's coming out before
the
movies. Not
the shows, but we know that he's still part of the MCU. And the way that Disney Plus was talking before everything went down, they were going to cross-pollinate all this shit. Mm-hmm. So people you saw in movies, you're going to see on the TV shows and vice versa. So we still don't know what the hell that looks like. But if and when that happens, bro, like there's no other entity. Yeah, there's no other entity that's gonna be able to claim or boast that at all,
unless they fuck up.
Unless they fuck up.
And that's the thing. Since Disney has bought Star Wars, they have completely split the fandom. And after the last movies, the only thing Disney has right now is Mandalorian. That's it. Of course, Clone Wars was cool.
And the Bad Batch.
No. Motherfuckers, people will watch it, sure.
I'm gonna watch it.
But I don't even know I just don't care. But I'll probably watch it. But I don't think people are hyped about any of this stuff that they're doing except Mandalorian. Now, to Nick's point, if Mandalorian season 2 comes out and it ain't anywhere near as good as the first one, they're in trouble. They're in big fucking
Because this
trouble.
Is their pillars. They got all these IPs to be like, look, you ain't got to go nowhere to see. Like, this is what's holding us up.
That was the selling point when they first came out.
Exactly. And if the pillars shaky, then shit. This whole thing coming down.
I think y'all missing the mark on that.
I'm not saying Mandalorian is going to be like that. I'm just talking, I'm more focused on the Marvels because they've been so in production hell for obviously outside reasons.
That's what I agree with. If they miss on the Marvel thing, then they got an issue, I think. But I still.
Wait, you're bugging. You think if they miss with Mandalorian season 2, they're not going to be in trouble?
Not like it would be for Marvel.
Star Wars, I think Star Wars fans are going to fucking have a mass exodus.
Because I think Marvel fans were the ones that was anticipating this whole movement more so than... It seemed like they was pushing the Marvel thing more than the Mandalorian thing.
Once again, bugging part 2, Electric Boogaloo. Star Wars, he's like, you don't get the reference? You ever saw Breaking 2?
You ever seen
it? No, I didn't watch
it. God damn, bro.
Damn, man, you don't know about Turbo?
You about to lose your card, bro.
That was a good
joke. You about to lose your card. What you talking about?
Look,
people don't know what the fuck we're talking
about
either.
Nah, they don't.
Anyway,
we lost. Yeah, just keep on rolling. Old man moment from
Korean. I like the saying.
I didn't know Breaking 2 was a thing.
Oh, Jesus. Yo,
my God.
Stop, you hurt my heart right now.
Both of them was a thing.
Stop it.
Both of them was,
please don't do this to me today.
Both of them was a thing.
Get that or something.
How did you forget that? Turbo and
I know.
Turbo was fucking sweeping the thing too, and he was making. Yes, that's two.
Oh yeah. Fuck
okay.
You were really about to make you have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was one for
man. Turbo was so hitting old. That shit he in bar two, man.
You can see the string now when you look. Yep. But when we were kids, man, we that shit was magic.
That shit was magic.
That shit was
better. That shit was better than Moonwalk. You were like, what the fuck? You saw he was dancing with the fucking broom.
Man, like, how the fuck is he making the broom fucking sweep by itself?
My dumb ass be like, look at this, man. Shit, oh, right off.
I don't know. Because one wasn't even all that. Two was the one.
You get black people a broom and a string, boy.
Hey, we make magic.
Capture their childhood for
magic.
Like.
What the fuck are you even talking about?
That's what I was saying. Let's go get your point.
MCU and Rob was talking about if they miss with MCU.
Then they in trouble.
I agree with him on that point.
I feel like they was pushing the Marvel thing more so than the Star Wars thing.
I don't.
Because they pushed Mandalorian, but they pushed all of these other MCU joints.
But simultaneously, they were pushing Star Wars shit, too. They were talking about Clone Wars coming back, which was huge.
Okay.
Because people have been begging for that because it never got a proper end.
Well, they already got Clone Wars on there now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So they weren't, but the point now is you're saying that they weren't pushing the Star Wars stuff as much as they were pushing the Marvel stuff. I think they were simultaneously pushing both.
It wasn't some more Star Wars stuff besides Mandalorian?
There was Mandalorian, and then there was rumors about an Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
Yeah.
Which that was going to be monumental because they brought back Ewan McGregor.
Yep.
And Christian Haydenson signed up for it.
Yep.
But see, that's rumors. We got
that was
the selling point.
It was rumors at the beginning, but then it became fact Obi-Wan Kenobi or I still call
him Ewan McGregor.
When Ewan McGregor signed on, then it was like Star Wars fans were like, "Holy shit. Disney Plus is our gods."
Yep.
Because they've been begging for an Obi-Wan Kenobi show for years. And then there became quote-unquote rumors about a Lando Calrissian show with Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pushing stuff because these rumors come from them. Mm-hmm. They're the ones leaking this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I agree with you. Like, they're probably pushing Marvel a little bit more, but they were pushing Star Wars hard. And they're making sure everybody knew you couldn't get Star Wars nowhere else but here.
Yep. Yeah. All the previous Star Wars films?
Everything here. Was moved. Everything.
So it sounds like there are three target audiences that they're after. Family, Star Wars, and Marvel.
Yep.
And
they lack it in two.
Yeah. But they still got 60 million.
That's out the gate, though.
We're talking about
longevity with these conversations too, because Disney Plus ain't just be here. They're not trying to just win now.
And I understand that, but you're talking about a lot of growth without those two elements. So when those shows come out, and if they hit, then you're talking about increasing the subscriber base that they have. Even if they miss, the people that subscribed up will go away, but that's still not going to impact the people that are already there for the family shit.
But they signed up with those shows to be coming out this year.
Those people you're talking about?
Yeah, they signed up for that. And then now that they don't know when they're going to come out, they're like, all right, I'm about to leave, like Mike said, until they show up.
I've just been too lazy to cancel. I've been meaning to cancel for the past month and a half.
Or they cancel,
or as soon as Mandalorian come out, you back on it.
And then as soon as Mandalorian's over, I'm gone.
But that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I said they're not going to lose. Mandalorian comes on, you know they're going to have a strategy in place. Well, they should have a strategy in place. By the time, you know, Mandalorian come back out, then they hit you with an MCU joint. Mm-hmm. Might hit you with another one of them Star Wars joints.
They can't hit you with an MCU joint. That's why they're doing Bad Batch.
Right.
Because it's animated. They can get that done now. There's no Marvel show they can do now because they can't film.
Mm-hmm. Unless they do the cartoons and stuff just
they
like Bad Batch.
Back from production?
No. Nobody's doing production now.
Not Marvel.
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking. I know people are starting back production, but I didn't know if Marvel.
I think the only thing that's going on right now maybe is Spider-Man 3, but that's only because of Sony. Tom Holland said that he's doing Uncharted and he's wrapping up Spider-Man 3.
I guess my thing is that I know Mike and people similar to Mike have been a little lazy and haven't canceled, but I don't know what percentage that is, but to me it still seems like it hasn't impacted new subscribers who are not coming to the program for Star Wars and MCU. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're getting people from somewhere.
And that's why I said, like, they're not going to lose half of their subscriber base. They're not losing 30 million. And even if they do, like with all of these streaming services, there are attrition. Because, like Mike said, like, I'm here for this one thing. And once this one thing is over,
I'm out. Because I'm like that with Showtime. Like, once Billions is over, I'm out.
You ain't fucking with The Chi?
I haven't even started it, so I don't even
Showtime,
know.
I was going to say Showtime. I was going to ask you about that. Like, what's an underrated streaming service?
Not Showtime.
That's a good question.
I would say it's between Showtime and Starz for me.
You know what? I think is an underrated streaming. Oh, you're asking, Ralph. Go ahead.
Oh, I honestly don't know, because like this, like streaming is like restaurants for me. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what the hell I'm getting out of them. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what I'm paying, and I'm only here for one thing.
Dang, so you don't try the menu?
No, I don't try the menu like that. Come I don't. On, man. So
why you paying all that money then? You ain't gonna try the menu.
I'm not paying all that money because I only pay for HBO all the time, just because they have so many shows. Mm-hmm. I pay for YouTube TV because that's my regular TV, and then like I said, I pay for Showtime when Billions is on. And
you don't pay for Netflix?
You?
Huh?
Yo, his question was first.
Oh, what?
I don't know why that was funny to me.
Oh, Netflix.
You don't pay for Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I've been on Netflix since they did video games and CDs that you had to mail back and forth.
Yeah, I've been on them since you had to send your DVDs back and forth.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, me too. You said CDs. You said video games.
Oh, shit. Yeah. But they also have video games too.
Yeah. Okay, it's cool. This is an old head conversation.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I said CDs.
Yeah, for real. Like,
I was like, I don't remember having CDs. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I meant DVDs.
Gotcha.
Yep. I think a good number of... Go ahead, Rod.
My question was going to be YouTube TV. That's regular TV?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just... I didn't know what the fuck
I'm
was,
still pissed off at him, but...
You know. I was going to say, you want to voice your frustrations about
nah,
it?
Nah, we good.
So how is YouTube question? TV regular TV?
Because they have regular TV channels.
Yeah, it's like Comcast.
It's like Sling. You know,
I didn't even know that until recently.
And Hulu.
Well, I just found out now.
Yeah. and Hulu has a live TV. You knew that.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all told me that.
Wait, Hulu has live TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I put them in that bucket.
So, oh, I didn't know Hulu had live TV.
And I've tried Hulu live TV, but they didn't have like the grid, the traditional grid that we're all used to. And that fucked them up because they didn't understand like the people value like that. Yeah, in that.
Yep. People like that.
And but I've read recently that they have added the grid to their
Wait. So when you say live TV, Hulu is not live TV the way YouTube TV is, because it's not picking up like it's not. I have it. I'm telling you what it is is it's saved shows. Mm-hmm. So you know when you go to YouTube TV, you can go to like Fox or like NBC. Mm-hmm. Hulu's not like that. What Hulu is it has a saved group of shows that they will just repeat and keep showing. What they call live is when you click it, it might be in the middle of a movie, or it might be like in the middle of an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. But it's not actually like hitting a satellite and pulling in an actual live TV show. That's why I was confused.
So you're not talking about the 24-hour window that it has before it gets on Hulu. So you know how Hulu works. Like, when a show airs, it takes 24 hours to get to Hulu.
Okay.
Right? So you're not talking about that. You're talking about, like, if there's a basketball game on right now.
That shit's not going to be live on Hulu. Hmm. It's not.
But the whole commercial was like, Hulu has live sports.
I don't know about that, because my sister has Hulu Live TV, and I've used it, and I've seen it was live for me.
For sports. Okay, so I don't watch sports, so maybe it's different for sports, but it's definitely not that way for TV shows.
So you're talking about the two packages, the regular Hulu and then the Hulu Live. Do you know?
No, so I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what the Hulu Live package is, so I might be wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I take everything I said back. The package I have does not have a Hulu Live version, but there's a live option on my Hulu, but when you click it, it's not actually live TV shows.
Yeah,
it's
you just, got the ghetto slum shit.
Yeah, Touché, nigga.
I can admit when I'm wrong. I'm wrong in this situation.
Mike,
you were saying, slept on streaming app.
Shudder. To me, Shudder. I think, and the only reason I think Shudder is underrated, because I don't think they advertise enough, but if you are a fan of horror movies, they have fucking everything. It's just a library of shit, like old stuff, obscure stuff, and they have original content. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, I know horror is kind of a niche bucket, But if you are a fan of horror movies and you don't have Shudder, you're fucking up.
So this is like an app, or is it just like
it's like
a website?
Netflix for horror fans. Mm. It's just tons and tons and tons. Love
it.
Of
so
horror
there's
movies.
A monthly subscription to it,
mm-hmm. And it's cheap. It's like what, $6, $7?
Yeah. $7 a month.
Okay. And I'm telling you, I watch Shudder all the time. Granted, their original movies aren't great. They do have one right now called Host that they filmed during quarantine. It's a genius idea. It's all about these people that get on a Zoom call and do a seance.
I kept seeing that. I'm going to watch that.
It's actually pretty good.
I kept seeing it popping up. I was like, man, should I watch this?
It's worth watching. Okay. It's not amazing, I know, anything like that. But there's a couple parts where you're like, oh shit.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Shudder. If you like horror movies, yeah, you got to have Shudder. So
that's mine. That was mine.
I want to get more into it. I saw a commercial on it for AMC.
Do it for a month and just see if you like it. But I mean, there's just so
I
want to
see if they got
a
Ginger Dead Man on there.
So
they might. I'm not sure.
That was my slept on.
They got Zombievers, though. Not that much.
Yeah, Mike talked about the content. I'm 100% with him. But I think just the business plan and the model and how they put everything out. Because when you go to the app, it makes you want to watch everything that they got on there, you know, when I go to it. I don't know how they do it, but there's a way that they have it set up and structured, because they have like the Shudder TV thing, and then you can go to like the Netflix portion where you can go search and find movies.
Yeah, because when you land on it, it's already playing something.
Oh my God, it's perfect. Like
Interface is so dope, man. The interface for it is so dope.
Yes, that's the thing. Every time I log in, that's the part that blows me away. It's just the fact that it's already playing, and then it's sectioned out into different like horror genres.
Yes.
Too, psychological thrillers, slashers and stuff like.
Yep.
Man, it's brilliant. It is extremely slept on.
When you say already playing, what's already playing?
Just a random movie. What's it's already like, playing?
It's like TV, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They do it on purpose. Because, I mean, there's been many times where I'll just click on it and be like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to watch this. Thinking about the fact that your dumbass can start the shit over.
You're right.
I'm just going to watch it in the middle of it.
Right.
I don't know why I do that with shows like or stuff like that. Like I don't mind just catching up as I go.
Yeah,
if I fuck with it, I'll rewatch it later.
Yeah, Shudder is dope.
If I had, I'm about to go through and do a purge of some of my streaming services because I don't watch Amazon Prime like that much. So I'm gonna cancel some of them. But Shudder next to Netflix would be the last one to go.
We'll be back after this quick break.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's. You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's. You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.
I like Hulu just because of the FX stuff too.
I use Hulu. Switch.
FX, they do have all the FX shit on there, but
do they have it as a library?
They should. Yeah, they should have all the FX shows and like all the new FX shows.
I don't think so. I don't think they group them like that.
Group what?
FX stuff like.
They have an FX section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which shows how much I use it, but I do like Hulu. But it's like one of the, it's an afterthought.
Yeah, it is.
But they have good shows on there.
They do. I don't watch it for the shows. I like the indie films that they be having on it.
I very rarely watch movies on Hulu.
Yeah, the ads get on my nerves.
I was thinking, is IP content more important than original content to y'all?
No.
When it comes to these streaming services?
I think for streaming services, yes. Because people are just like stuck in the past. Like we just talked about Moesha and Friends and all the other shows that people just seem to rewatch. So I think because of the IP, I think people will go for those. Like Disney Plus, I think that's why it's so strong, because of the IP.
I would go with original content, because If you look at Netflix, that's what they built their whole brand on, was original mm-hmm. content, not IPs. Like they, of course, they had The Office and stuff. I mean, as far as like Netflix today is original, it's based
on. That is what they built it on, Ken. Do you not remember the first original, the very first original one?
It was
Lilyhammer.
Oh, okay.
The show about the sweetie.
I need some mm-hmm. clarification on what you guys mean by that, because before Netflix got an original content, it was all IP.
Yeah.
Were you talking about with the service itself?
Yeah.
Once they went digital.
I'm talking about the streaming
exactly.
service.
Like,
same with streaming, yes.
They became king because of their original content, not exactly. because of the DVDs they was handing out.
I'm with Ken. Mm-hmm. Nah, when they first started, they didn't have any original content.
No, I agree.
They were still really popular.
Right. 100%, because they were obviously, they were a blockbuster that you didn't have to go to. They came to you.
So right. IP.
So
right.
That's IP, but when they changed to a digital format, it was all about original content. In their first show, Lilyhammer, then how was it not?
It wasn't. Even when they switched to streaming, it was still based on IP.
It was.
They didn't get into original content until a bit after they switched to streaming. Mm-hmm. So when you say that you built your brand off of original content with Netflix, that's not true.
Mm-mm. That wasn't Nick's question.
That's exactly what Nick said. And you said, yeah.
Nick, well, read the question one more time.
No. That's what Nick said. That's probably not the question. That's what he said.
Then you backed him up. So you probably weren't paying attention. He said some shit. You jumped in.
I was paying attention to the question.
For me, it was just, I'm talking about just as far as like, the way we look at Netflix now is not the, if you were of that time where you were having the service handed to you and all that stuff, you remember then. But like nowadays, we think of Netflix, you think of the streaming app, the original series, Stranger Things, Orange yeah. is the New Black stuff. Like
now, yes.
And that's what's dominant to them. And to me, that's what I mean. Like now, that's what their brand is.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them king, because they have so much good original content compared to the competitors. Mm-hmm. So like when we talk about Disney Plus owning the best IPs, yet granted they're in their first year, so we got to give them time. However, it's a huge hill for them to climb to even be like, oh, I got, it's like how people are saying, I'm only going to have this and that. I can't live without anything else. That's why I think like original content for HBO Max is king right now too for them. Like that's what they're going to build their stuff around.
Yeah, they got 8 million subscribers right now.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, based on what I saw.
People ain't fucking with HBO right now. Well,
yeah,
that whole
that's
brand.
What I was saying. Fuck them, man.
Disney Plus has been around for not even a year or maybe a year.
Almost a year.
And they already have 60 mil. They're 120 million behind Netflix in less than a year.
I'm not surprised by that. It's Disney.
They're gonna catch
that
Netflix,
brand,
bro.
Man. That brand.
That shit is crazy.
So you think that we'll be looking at Disney Plus as like the big brother, big homie?
60 no. mil without original content? And if that original content hits,
I'm telling
that's
y'all.
A big if.
And
is it a big if?
Yeah, because Netflix already proven they already done that. But you have to still prove yourself.
That's fine. Whether we say it's a big if or not, the fact it,
that's man, y'all not y'all downplaying like
the
this,
fact that they got
wait downplaying what? I can't hear you with your mask.
Yeah, my bad.
No, you it's not your fault. Mask. It's not your fault. But
the fact that they got 60 mil, the fact that they got 60 mil without that,
right,
is like crazy to me.
You're so fucking stupid, man. I was just talking loud. That's all.
Yeah, so man, and the original content could just take it over the top.
Yeah, but that's what I'm at.
I know that's
you're at yeah. that. Well, but we're still saying it's a big if because they haven't.
Oh, you're at the if. Oh, no, yeah. I think I'm telling you, man. Disney is not going to lose. They're gonna make this happen. It's not an if.
Okay,
it's
but think about it.
It's a win.
If the next Star Wars shit fails, and if Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is going to be whack, ends up being whack.
It ain't going to be that whack.
It's going to be whack. And if Scarlet Witch and Vision is
WandaVision.
Whack. WandaVision. If WandaVision is whack too, what happens then?
Okay, so outside of that.
What you mean outside of that? That's the biggest shit.
It is.
That's it.
But I'm going to hit y'all with another all right.
All right.
They seem like they are the ones getting these big deals. So I think as stuff that people want to watch comes out, they're going to be the ones that make the deal.
No, they're not showing themselves to be the ones that have the big deals. They got fucking Hamilton. They got Hamilton and Black is King. That's it, dude.
But they ain't
nothing else.
Came out, though. It hasn't even been much that come
but
out.
But you said that they're making it look
like
how? Wow, by two things?
Because it's the two most recent things.
Exactly, that's it. That's it.
All right.
I'm just saying. Netflix signed Shonda Rhimes. Netflix signed, what's his name, who did Poe? Ryan Murphy. Like all these big producers and stuff to
Taika Waititi.
Not even just off of one Netflix, little one off. They got these guys for like 5 years. Like whatever you making, we get first. But
Netflix ain't got Disney money, bro.
What are you serious?
It's not, no, they don't, bro.
They don't. But
are you serious as far as like they can still, they're competitive for what they have. It's just as good as Disney, but it might not be as much money as Disney as a company. Yeah. But the production.
It's not about their money. The issue with Disney is I don't think they have Netflix's eye for quality. Disney, I don't want to say they got lucky, but they did Hamilton and then like, oh, this black money's real.
Yeah.
Then they went to Beyonce. So if they stick with that, sure, they might do okay. But I'm telling you, Netflix is not going to just sit back and be like, yeah,
Disney. I'm not saying Netflix is no.
And we saw that because they went and got the black TV shows.
Yeah, I'm not saying Netflix.
Exactly. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying Netflix is a hoe by any means. They've made their stamp in the game. But when Disney came into the fall, it was like, you best believe they got a competitor now.
100% because of the brand recognition. And I think that nothing in cinema, TV, movie, streaming, whatever. Nothing's bigger than Marvel right now. And it's a big if they hit on it the way that they should hit on it. But if they do, mm-hmm. and they have the backing, they have the money, they have the experience to.
Then they'll be good.
If they hit the way they're supposed to hit, not saying that they're going to wipe out Netflix. Netflix is a solid player.
Yeah.
They're not going nowhere. But if we're talking about market value, we're talking about mm-hmm. subscriptions, Disney is primed to be the biggest player.
They testing that by having that $30 Mulan movie that they trying to sell on their streaming service.
Yes, so that's the other one, right? Yeah, so they just did the Mulan thing.
Yeah, and everyone's complaining.
Yeah.
I understand people are complaining.
You paying $30 for it?
No.
We're not talking about me.
I'm just saying you got kids and stuff.
But you got to look at the people that will, like that. Though.
They'll just go get it from fucking Redbox when it's a dollar. I don't think a lot of people are going to rush out for no $30 Mulan.
Yeah, I don't understand the $30 thing.
But that's how
for a service that you already paying monthly.
Now that I don't know about. I don't know why.
Because they have to make their money back. Yeah. This is a huge production film.
But it's something to watch to see if it works.
They can find a way to offset that.
But that's how they go. I feel like that's how these streaming services companies, because most of them are owned by big production companies anyway.
Well, all I'm saying is if they can find a way to offset that then yeah.
Nah, they're not going
to
offset.
They're not offsetting. They had a calculated number, like $30 is what we need.
Yep, and that's probably the lowest.
I know not this one. I'm just saying in the future, they can find a way to offset that.
Well, man, you probably got to stretch out.
Yeah, I don't think Mulan is the one that they should have kicked off this $30
or charge a little extra per month to offset those costs.
Yeah, but isn't that a big
it's too early to do that.
No, I know, which is why they wanted their $30 up front.
You said what?
Isn't Mulan like a huge brand?
Not $30 huge.
It's not $30 huge, bro. They already did a Mulan cartoon. This movie, I can't front. When I saw the trailer, I was like, actually, this looks fresh. I would watch this. Yeah. I would not watch this
$30. Wait,
that's the live action? That's the live action Mulan.
You know, they've been turning all their classic animes to live action.
They got to get that money back.
Yeah.
They recook the dope. That's how they do it.
This is a huge production, so they have to charge $30.
Right. So, and this was supposed to go to the theaters, right?
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
This was supposed to come out last March.
So let's take us out of it, like how we view the movie and the price and stuff like that. So outside of that, given how big it is in terms of brand, I guess, recognition.
Families are going to buy it.
Okay.
No, they're not.
That's what I'm asking.
Absolutely.
They're going to say, baby girl, we're going to watch this cartoon that I already got for the last 20 years. Yep. And we're going to chill
out. Y'all undervaluing what people will do for family.
It's Mulan. That's the point. I don't think Mulan is that hot for families to be like, in a pandemic, yes, $30.
Yeah, that's the question I'm asking because I don't know Mulan like that.
Lion King.
If it was when they did Lion King, Toy Story.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
I don't know, y'all.
Little Mermaid.
Incredibles, maybe.
Mulan. You never even heard of it. You've never even heard of it.
But look, but people love it for a reason, which is why they made it a live action, though.
I'm not saying people don't love it. They don't love it. It's because Disney like, shit, we still making all this money over the old shit.
It's not Disney being Disney. It's a lot of strategy and planning. Like I would imagine they've done a lot of research.
Sure.
Into the data to figure out whether or not this is gonna work.
I agree with that, but it's still some bullshit.
I'm not going to say it's some bullshit.
Real talk, bro. $30 for Mulan, bro.
Oh, that's take, some bullshit. I thought you said Mulan in general.
You gotta take yourself out of it, Nick. You gotta take yourself out of it.
I'm looking at families during a pandemic.
White families.
Yes, white families during a pandemic. Mulan ain't the one.
Wait, is Mulan black or white?
Mulan is Asian.
She's yellow.
She's black or white. You must be thinking Moana.
White.
Moana's a little mix in between. Okay,
I'm telling you, man.
People love it though because she's like a woman. It's like woman's empowerment. Type yeah, of
she's like the female version of the was it Ghost of Hiroshima, that video game. B, which one I'm talking about?
Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
But like, we'll see. But I don't know, man.
I don't think Mulan's the one.
I just think that it's funny how these streaming services are now asking for, like you were whoever mentioned it, like to pay extra for something I'm already paying for monthly.
They
like
have the Amazon Prime
did that with what was it, the King of Staten Island, that Pete Davidson movie. They charged like $15-$20 to see it because it was supposed to come out in theaters, but they charged on the stream. It's like,
what are they supposed to do?
Right.
Just release it. Take the L.
Not really.
Because look.
You already on the stream. It's like it's exclusive. It's original content technically.
But nobody's gonna sign up for Netflix for the King of Scotland or whatever the fuck the movie's called. And nobody's gonna sign up for Disney Plus so they can watch Mulan.
No, I'm just saying like.
I take that back. They might because it's only $5.
Some will.
So they probably would. Yes, yeah. They probably would.
Well, I think like what Ra was saying, like in the future, what are they gonna do? If you look at what Netflix did, right? Like originally, them motherfuckers was only like $4 or $5 a month. Then it went up to $9, and now they're $15.
Shit, mine's not.
Well, how much is it now?
Mine's still like $8.99, bro.
Oh,
my!
Listen, you only got one person watching, right?
No, I got streaming, and I still got my DVDs.
$15.99.
Humble brag.
I got like 9 people on mine.
But the reason why they went up to that price, the reason why they went up to that price was because they took, well, they didn't take that revenue that they made, but they took their revenue and reinvested into that original content.
Yep.
For Disney Plus and a lot of these other streaming services, they're new at that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to make their money.
Yep.
Where Netflix already had money, then they reinvested into them and then they raised the price.
Exactly.
So to show you the value. Right now, these streaming services can't take that risk. Netflix had to take the risk because there was no brand recognition. There was no brand recognition of original content.
Right.
So guess what? We got to take our own money to reinvest it and then charge you on the back end. Where Disney is different. Nigga, you know Mulan. You know everything that we've done. And even though we are this big old entity and we've already made our money whatever, however many times over, this costs this much.
Yeah.
And we need X amount of people to pay this $30 for us to be able to continue to do it. At some point, I see them moving away from that business model and just either upping it by $5 per month or something like that. But right now, they can't do that. Right. As a business, they just there's no way for them to do that.
And the psychology part of it too, because Mulan was supposed to go to the movie theaters.
Exactly.
So people were already programmed to go see it anyway. So they're just having to alter how they think.
And also, if we think about it from going to the movie perspective, right? Well, let's say a family of five, right? That's
we all
four
know they're
five.
Gonna save money.
You're saving money,
yeah, of course.
So if you're thinking about it from like, well, shit, I would have had to pay for two kids. Or three kids, me and the wife, $30. Shit, it would have been $30 damn near just for me.
Right.
So it makes sense for the demographic that they're targeting. Mm-hmm. Me, you, us five right here, us six.
It's hell no.
We ain't paying that.
They know that.
Is there a movie that y'all would pay $30 if it came, like, would y'all pay $30 for Candyman?
Yes.
Yeah, to watch at home like day one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would.
I'd probably pay $30 for Candyman. I'd probably pay for the next Star Wars film, even though I know I'm going to hate it. I'd probably still pay it. Yeah.
But the convenience of being able to see it day one right at home.
So convenience means that much convenience for me. It's just a matter of I know I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so if it was $30 at the movie theater or $30 at home, which one would you choose?
Oh, of course at home, but that's who's gonna say oh,
well some people enjoy getting out the house going directly to a movie theater.
Well, you know what? If it's a Star Wars film, I would rather see it in the theater the first
time.
There are some movies I want to see.
You're right. The sound, all of that. So again, like for some people it makes sense to go to a movie theater and pay that amount. It's for some people they'd rather stay home.
And it's 80 easy for me to go to a movie theater just to watch a movie.
Fuck that.
But
noise.
But yeah.
I gotta bounce. Is it anything else?
Nah, that was pretty much it.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say the same thing.
the last thing I'll say, I don't even think y'all need to even hear this, but Apple TV recently did that Greyhound movie with Tom Hanks that won all these awards. Yes. I watched it. I actually enjoyed it, but that was original content. I think they actually sold that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit
he on
work.
The ship again?
Yes.
Bruh, he been being
on. He don't stay on
boats. Bruh, this nigga been on a boat since
But either way, that was a, because I didn't know that was an Apple TV thing. So that was really interesting to see that happen, because I think they're the smallest player in this game that's trying to, you know, find a way to.
Apple TV's coming for, they coming for a lot of people.
But they got to have the content though, because they don't have like a streaming component to it a little bit, but. Not, but they need shows to hit, and Greyhound
100%
hit for them.
Well, it was a movie, right? Now
it was a movie. Okay. Yeah. It was a movie.
No, Apple is the small. I'm gonna go off on just a little tangent. Ken, you can keep it if you want. You can cut it out if you want. But I feel that Apple is not. I know them niggas just left middle of the show.
B was like, "Hey, they leaving. I'm leaving too." Yep.
I feel that Apple is lagging behind in a lot of different technological aspects. Number one, their speaker. Google Home and Alexa has blown them up.
Do you have a HomePod?
No.
I do.
Do you like it?
I do.
I don't like the audio quality.
But we could talk about that
later. Yeah, that's on the Dead End Pod Tech Podcast in the future. I think that they are also lacking behind. They should have had a real TV, because you know how
I agree.
Rod is talking about streaming and not being able to get HBO and this, that, and the third. That is a major missing component to Apple's technological.
Just like Amazon did a real TV, they should have did a TV.
Exactly. They should have had a TV. Apple.
That's a big design thing, though. I would think that's a whole shebang presentation.
They tried to get cute, though, I think.
You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, though. Like, there's not a better-looking desktop computer than the iMac. Mm-mm. It's not that much different from TV technology.
But they would probably want to do something different than just making the iMac
I don't think they had the vision to do a TV. Wait, is that true? I'm trying to think of all the Steve Jobs stuff.
I would agree with that. Since Steve, I would agree with that.
Yes. I think them not having Steve Jobs has had them miss the mark on a lot of things.
Because Steve Jobs had the vision for streaming. He already saw the vision like years ago, which is why you had the Apple TV thing. That was to get to where we are now.
Exactly. Because that was like, what Apple TV provides is already being built into TVs, which it doesn't make sense to me to sell an Apple TV, especially the premium one, and I have one.
And I
pay like three something for it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bruh, I would rather pay an extra $300 on top of the three something I paid for an actual damn TV that has all of these features already built in. So I just think Apple is missing the mark. And when it comes to the video game thing, because that's something that they're trying to get into. Mm-hmm. And I think also with the movie and show thing, they're going to have to play a lot of catch up. But the thing that Apple has to their advantage over every other streaming service is that their demographic is already conditioned to paying a premium.
And
they will pay the premium because it's Apple.
Yep.
And that's and as long as they can come out with the quality, they will get the subscriptions.
So going back to like a previous question Nick proposed to us, for Apple, it's about original content.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the only way. So the hit with Greyhound was a huge success for them.
And the morning show was a huge success.
Oh, yeah, you said you watched that on there too. Yeah.
I forgot. I don't know if y'all have watched or checked out any of their stuff, but there's a show C, I think, with Jason Momoa. Aquaman and shit. I think that's interesting. I think what they got going on, they got the Beastie Boys documentary and stuff. They got some good stuff. But it's going to be a long haul for them, in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they just, because they got all that money as the brand, they just buy motherfuckers. They got Oprah out of the damn house doing interviews and shit again. So at this point, like how you always talk about with championships, you either draft them or you going to buy them. They buying the hell out of these motherfuckers.
100%. But shit, when you got the deepest pockets in the game, what you going to do? You going to buy everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to get y'all thoughts on that. We probably going to have more conversations about streaming apps and the wars going on, especially with what we're anticipating with Disney Plus content. But it's good to hear y'all thoughts and how y'all actually move with it. Again, make sure y'all listen and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure y'all send us y'all recommendations, thoughts for just, you know, any type of TV show, film, or even just conversation. We're down to have y'all input and everything. But I'll do it for us this week. We out. Peace.